Hey friends, and welcome to episode 123 of It's About Time, a podcast sharing stories and strategies to inspire better work, life, and balance. I'm your host, time management coach, Anna Dearman-Cornick, and in today's episode, I'm telling you what it's really like to work with a time management coach, and specifically why working with a time management coach can be such a complete and total game changer. Long before I actually became a coach, I knew that I wanted to help others, specifically women, ambitious women who want to set goals, shatter glass ceilings, build businesses, and love on their families. I lived through the depths of burnout, and once I worked, well, more like rested my way out of it, I knew that I wanted to do whatever I could to help others either dig themselves out of that dark place that I'd seen or help them avoid it altogether. On May 22nd, 2019, while a babysitter watched four-month-old Millie in the next room, I decided that I'd go all in on becoming a time management coach. I honestly didn't know of many other time management coaches out there. I didn't know if it would work or if people would even want to work with me. But now, 3 years later, I've helped dozens of clients. Thousands, if you count those in audiences, Zoom rooms, and in virtual workshops. What I've learned is that, yes, absolutely, time management coaching is definitely a thing, and it works. My clients like Andre and Brighton and Kimberly and Corinne and Vicky and Cassie and so many others are living proof. So today I'm sharing 7 reasons why working with a time management coach is worth your time. You'll hear the big difference between coaching and therapy and how to know if time management coaching is right for you. And finally, I'll tell you a little bit about what to look for in a time management coach. And because I know you're probably making the most of your time and you're listening in the car while you're running errands or you're doing stuff around the house, it might be a little inconvenient for you to stop what you're doing and take notes. But don't worry, I've got you covered. You can find all the details from this episode over in the show notes, plus links to any of the resources I'll mention. Today's show notes can be found over at abouttimepodcast.com/123. All right, it's about time we get started, so let's get this show on the road.
You're listening to It's About Time, a podcast about work, life, and balance. Around here, we believe that busy is not a badge of honor. Your host, Anna Dearman-Cornick, is here to share tips and strategies to help you make the most of your time. Listen in on real conversations and success stories to find out how other go-getters are getting things done. If you're ready to step away from the overwhelm and spend your time on what matters most, then you're in the right place. Here's your host, time management coach, Anna Dearman-Cornick.
Hey there, before we dive into this episode, I want to let you know that admission to the It's About Time Academy is currently open for a limited time. The It's About Time Academy is a new approach to time management that combines coaching and community with a members-only private podcast that you can learn from anytime, anywhere. I'm currently welcoming founding members into the Academy until 11:59 p.m. Central on Tuesday, May 24th. If you want to live with confidence, clarity, and intention, if you want to step into each week feeling calm and prepared, if you want me as your time management coach in your pocket and a community of friends supporting you and cheering you on along the way, don't miss out on this limited time opportunity to join the It's About Time Academy. The clock is ticking. It's about time you join us inside the It's About Time Academy. Head over to annadcornick.com/academy to join as a founding member before the doors close. I'll see you there. Before I dive into this episode, I've got to ask, does any of this sound familiar to you? You're struggling to manage your time. You always feel behind, like you're spinning your wheels. Work-life balance? What even is that? Or you're feeling stuck because you're not sure what you want or what you should do next. Maybe you're ending each day feeling overwhelmed, like you can never cross off all the things and you know there has to be a better way, but making more lists and listening to podcasts and trying life hacks just isn't quite enough. Between work and home and family and commitments, it feels like there's never any time for you. And you want more. You want better. And you deserve it. If you know what that feels like, you don't want to miss my upcoming free live workshop, One Step Closer, How to Make Time Management Work for You on May 17th. On Tuesday, May 17th, I'm diving into the real reason time management just isn't working for you. And of course, I'm sharing exactly what you can do about it. But I'm not just talking about what you can do. If you join me for the workshop, I can promise you'll walk away one step closer to creating the life that you want. One step closer to managing your time how you want. And one step closer to being the you that you want to be. I'm so excited because this is a brand new workshop. And until now, I've only shared these techniques with my one-on-one time management coaching clients, but this is just too good. I've got to spread this far and wide. Times are crazy, but your life doesn't have to be. I'm here for you, and I can't wait to see you inside the workshop. So head over to the show notes at abouttimepodcast.com/123 or go straight to annadcornick.com/you, that's Y-O-U, to register now and choose the workshop time that works best for you. Download your workbook and I'll see you there. Again, that's annadcornick.com/you to grab your seat. And you can also check out the podcast description and click over to sign up for free. And yes, this is a free workshop, but there are a limited number of seats available, and I don't want you to miss out. One Step Closer, How to Make Time Management Work for You on May 17th. All right, I'll see you there. On with the show. Why work with a time management coach? Well, here are seven great reasons in no particular order. You're busy all day, all week, it seems. But somehow you're not any closer to the bottom of your to-do list. You're doing things, you're working, you're cleaning, you're taking care of all the things, but nothing is actually getting accomplished. You're struggling to prioritize and you're not sure what to do first or next, so you randomly skip hop around and just do whatever seems right in the moment. You're struggling to prioritize and everything seems important. And that's reason number one to work with a time management coach. A good time management coach will help you clarify what matters most, figure out what moves the needle, and even help you reconnect with what you love to do. Very often, I work with business owners and professionals who started out loving their work, but as years have gone by, they've lost that spark. They're not connected to their why, the reason why they wanted to do that work in the first place. As a coach, I get to ask powerful questions to help my clients get clear on what they want their life and work to look like. And a lot of times, they reconnect with that why. They feel reinvigorated and they finally get that spark back and they love their work once again. Getting clear on purpose is what unlocks the ability to prioritize with ease. Decisions are a no-brainer because you're clear on where you're heading and why. Okay, how about this scenario? You've got big goals, but you're not sure how to make them happen. Point B seems so far away from point A that you can't even tell what the steps in between are. And even if you did know the steps, making yourself follow through is a challenge. You're no stranger to procrastination, and you can't figure out how to make yourself do things, even things you really want to do. Reason number two, a time management coach not only helps you fill in the gaps between your starting point and your finish line, but she helps you find the best method for you to accomplish each step. Time management isn't a copy and paste situation. It's personal. And a time management coach is able to take your unique personality and help you find the path that makes sense for you. Oh, and don't forget accountability. In addition to helping you zoom out to see the big picture and zoom in to see the details, a good coach holds you accountable every step of the way to make sure you're taking consistent action that gets you one step closer to those goals. Reason number three, you want to skip to the good part. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize for trying to sing just now, but you want to skip to the good part. And I'm not going to lie, true transformation takes time. That's why I work with clients for at least 6 months. It takes time to create habits with intention, establish routines, focus your attention, and to implement proven strategies before you experience results in a big transformational way. But when you work with a time management coach, you do get to skip a lot of trial and error. Trust me, I've already read stacks of time management books and studied the psychology and the techniques and the strategies, so you don't have to. I've figured out what works, what doesn't, and made all the mistakes along the way. You get to skip to the good part because a coach will help you zero in on what methods will work best for you, for your life, and the way you think. Reason number four. You're feeling burned out. You're feeling stuck. A little listless, like you're spinning your wheels and just going through the motions. And you want to talk to someone about it and figure out what to do about it. But you don't want to talk to a therapist. Or maybe you already have a therapist. Here's the thing. There is absolutely a place and a purpose for therapy. Back in episode 94, Ashley Joy shared the importance of having a powerful personal support system with five members: a friend, a mentor, an advocate, a therapist, and a coach. And each one of these support system members has a different role and a different purpose. Many of my clients also see a therapist because therapy and coaching serve two different purposes. And I think this would be a great time to talk about the difference between coaching and therapy. And while some of my clients have certainly said that talking to me can feel like therapy, here's the big difference. The primary difference between a therapist and a coach is that, generally speaking, therapists tend to focus more on the past or present, while coaches tend to focus more on the present and the future. Coaching is meant to focus on helping you achieve your future goals, while therapy is generally more focused on healing the past. It's also important for me to note here that therapists are also trained to help individuals facing mental illness. Coaches are not. If I recognize that one of my clients may be struggling with mental illness, I'll gently invite a conversation around seeking help. On to reason number five. You want advice, but you don't want to ask a friend or a family member. You don't want to be that friend who is always asking for help, always needing advice, and always trying to figure out what to do. Maybe you feel like you're being a drain on your friends because you always need help with something. Or maybe it's the flip side. Maybe every time you try to ask a family member for advice, it somehow turns into them sharing their problems and turning all of the focus back on them. And you're still left struggling, and now you're drained because you solved someone else's challenges instead of your own. You just want to talk through your schedule, your priorities, your routines, your life with someone unbiased who will let you talk. And the focus gets to be on you so you can sort through things and problem solve and move forward. On more than one occasion, a client has said to me, "No one ever asks me questions like this and then actually listens. I never have the space to think through these things because I'm always having to be there for someone else and support someone else. And I can just be myself and get it all out and figure it out when I'm talking with you." Working with a time management coach gives you dedicated time to actually hear yourself think. It's amazing what you can do when you're able to focus with a coach. Okay, reason number 6. You want more time for you. To work out, for quiet time, maybe yoga, baking, walking your dog, I don't know, whatever it is. Whatever you love to do for you. But you feel like all of your time is zapped and you get the leftovers. Except there usually aren't any leftovers. So the only me time you get is when you're up late at night in bed scrolling your phone in the dark because it's the only chance you've had all evening just to be still. Scrolling your phone isn't me time. Taking a shower and calling it self-care isn't enough. You want and you need some time to yourself. But there aren't enough hours in the day and you don't know where to find more. Well, friend, that's my specialty. A time management coach will help you understand where all of your time is going. We might even do a time study to really dive into the numbers if you're up for it. And along the way, we'll identify opportunities to move things around, to cut, to automate things, to make things easier. Maybe we'll figure out your finances so you can outsource to get back your time. Maybe you'll apply for grad school so you can find a new job that you're actually in love with. Maybe together we'll set boundaries so you can actually be present when you want to be present. Look, you can't do everything, but you can do the most important things. And when there's time carved out and dedicated to the most important things, they're more likely to happen. All right, bringing it on home with number 7. You're just not sure what you want. You're listening to all of these reasons and you're thinking, well, that's kind of me. And well, that one sounds like me too. But deep down, you're not really sure what you want life to look like in 5 years. So thinking beyond that and trying to set goals and make plans just feels daunting. But at the same time, you know that living day to day and going from meeting to meeting to project, checking this box to that box, moving from one thing to the next, getting swept up in the rhythms of life without having anything to hold on to isn't really working for you either. I've given you 6 really good reasons why working with a time management coach is a game changer. But here's the most important one. A time management coach helps you clarify your vision. And if you're like, wait, what? Stay with me, all right? When you've got a vision for the future, when you know the kind of life you want to look back on when you're 80, in your rocking chair, drinking sweet tea, or margaritas, whatever, on the porch. When you know the kind of stories you want to tell to your grandkids, or your book club buddies, or your Sunday school class, or the group of friends that takes a bus to the casino on the weekends wearing sequin fanny packs. No judgment. When you know what you want, everything falls into place. Everything else falls into place. When you have a clear vision, articulating your values comes easy. When you know your values, setting your priorities is simple. When you've got clear priorities, setting big goals is no big deal. And when you've got big goals, working toward them day by day, by cultivating good habits, harnessing your energy, focusing your attention, refining your recharge, and managing your time, well, it's the stuff dreams are made of. No, working with a time management coach isn't going to make your life perfect, but it will get you one step closer to loving your life. It will get you one step closer to your goals, your dreams, the life you want, and the stories you want to tell. So I'm inviting you to get one step closer by joining me on May 17th for my brand new free workshop, One Step Closer, How to Make Time Management Work for You. You, me, and 1 hour to talk through the biggest things holding you back from better work-life balance. Time to talk through the obstacles, mistakes, and struggles, and most importantly, time to talk through taking action. I can promise you that if you join me for One Step Closer, you will definitely walk away just one step closer to better time management, better days, into a better life. So grab your seat at abouttimepodcast.com/you, that's Y-O-U, because this is about you. You deserve to live a life you love, and I can't wait to see you there and take one step closer together. As always, all the details from today's episode can be found over in the show notes at abouttimepodcast.com/123. And before we go, let me tell you about next week's episode, episode 124. I'll be sharing a first look at the It's About Time Academy, a brand new way to have me as your time management coach. Definitely don't miss this one. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to It's About Time, a podcast about work, life, and balance. Head over to www.abouttimepodcast.com to join the conversation. Check out the show notes and dive into bonus content so you can start living your best life today. Love this episode? Be sure to share it with a friend, subscribe, and leave a review. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode.